Let's talk about the Larry Sanders Show, episodes 8 and 9 of season 5. Artie and Angie and Hank and Hercules and the prank. Artie and Angie and Hank and Hercules. What a treat to see Angie Dickinson and have her be Artie's kryptonite.
I've talked before how I love, you know, Artie as a god, and sometimes they've shown him as mortal in ways that I don't like, but I did like this one. Like, hey man, even God has, you know, has to get some.
No matter what I say, don't let me go home with Angie.
Yeah.
And then you knew exactly where that was going to lead, and it did. Yeah. You also get an amazing cameo from Don Rickles.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where they come up and they insist like, hey, roast us. And then,
I don't really do that. Yeah.
They kept going so long, them, you know, pressing him for it. You're just like, oh, this is awful. No one could miss these cues. And this
must be his life, right?
Yeah.
At that time. And then the other side plot was Hank trying to get a part in a Disney animation movie about Hercules.
Did he end up keeping that bit, the side part that he got by the end, or did he manage to screw it up?
Yeah,
Okay. So he does actually get to go through with it. At some point, I decided he's going to manage to even screw up getting this character part. You know, this Gilbert Gottfried parrot role in the thing.
I thought, when he was reading, at least the first time he was reading, I thought, oh, he could do Hercules. Like, he's kind of got, he could kind of.
If he had actually done decent reads.
If he could do reads, his reads were not very good, but he has the voice and the tenor for it.
Oh, sure. Jeffrey Tambor could do Hercules. Yes. Yeah. Hank Kingsley could not. Now I understand what you're saying. For a second, I was just like, I thought it was pretty terrible. I thought that was the point.
Then we have the prank, which I don't understand why it's called the prank. Maybe I'm just dense, but we have three plots. One is Larry thinking Lori Loughlin stole money out of his wallet because he briefly dates Lori Loughlin from Melrose Place. Hank falls for a single mom and books her son on the show, and then the son falls flat and the mom gets mad at Hank for how her son is treated. And then a weird C plot of Phil deciding to try to book attractive actresses for a non-existent part on Larry Sanders' Show so he could meet them.
You know what? I realized I do have an opinion about this one, and the opinion is I fell asleep during it because I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, that doesn't sound familiar. Like, I don't remember that happening. And I realized that. So my official review is it was the type of episode that I might fall asleep during.
It was another episode where every gear worked to make a very bad episode of the Larry Sanders talk show, right? Because they kind of had to pressure one of those actresses to be on the episode, and she kind of doesn't have anything to say.
Because Phil gets caught, right? So he has to book her, and then she's a bad interview. And then the single mom, the son, he only knows the capitals. He's not like a geographical expert. Yeah.
What is this one? It looks like a boot. It was great.
Oh, come on, kid.
Well, now I'm excited to see the rest of
and
it.
He kind of nudges the kid a little bit, and the mom's like, why did you hit my kid? It's so good. So good.
And then we also get the Lori Loughlin thing, which I didn't even put together until Bryce texted me. Lori Loughlin, of course, the person under suspicion. I guess she's convicted. About to be sentenced for paying money to get her daughter into university, right?
College admission scam. That's right. So her stealing money out of Larry's wallet was just doubly funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we know what she's like, with the money.
By the way, not to get too political or nothing, but isn't going to jail for that a little bit like for defrauding the mob? I mean,
it's a long story.
It's still illegal to defraud the mob.
I know, but okay.
You also, Brian, missed the cameo by John Stamos, who came on to give Larry the money back that Lori stole.
Oh, that's great. Well, I will
minus
definitely go
the
back
money
and see
for
the rest
a stud.
Oops. Butthole Surfers were the musical guest for this, which was kind of fun.
They were also kind of part of the disaster of that episode, right? They were great, but the fire at the end and breaking everything down.
Jeez Louise, this episode is just sounding better and better. I'm really sad I fell asleep.
The one thing I will always take away from this episode is when Hank is flirting with the single mom, and he's like, "Oh, you're a vegetarian because we're in California and all Californians are vegetarians." And she's like, "Oh no, I love a good steak." And he's like, "Well, let's go to the smokehouse." And the smokehouse has been mentioned over and over, usually by Hank, in this, because it's near studios over here near Burbank. So it's right outside the gates of the Warner Brothers studio. It's near the CBS television studios in Studio City where Larry Sanders was shot. It's butts up right against the Universal lot. And so this is the episode that finally made me go, "Yeah, does Uber Eats deliver the smokehouse? Because I'm close enough." And we had ribs from the smokehouse that night.
Oh, that's quite awesome. Delicious.
Yeah. Nice.
Would you take Lori Loughlin in there?
No, because that would be the wrong character.
No, but I mean, like if she wanted
also
to
because
have her
she's
escape
locked
from
up.
Jail.
Going, yeah. I don't think they'll let her out to go with me.
Would the ribs have been better if you were rotating gracefully?
Well, I mean, I can't say the joke, "Would you take a single mom there?" Because then I'm just saying, would
I
you cheat on
it.
Your wife?
Come on, no, that's not
illegal.
Raise the stakes.
It's not illegal to go to dinner. Come on.
Any other thoughts on these two episodes of Larry Sanders?
I have 15 minutes of watching to do. Apparently a very interesting 15 minutes.
All right, folks, that's Larry Sanders Show, episodes 8 and 9 of season 5, Artie and Angie and Hank and Hercules and The Prank. Thank you all for supporting us on Patreon. That's where you get these spoiler in time episodes early. You get the full version of everything and you get after talk where sometimes we do a little spoiler in of extra stuff. So you got to become a member, patreon.com/cordkillers. See you again next time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.